The Burt Show.
Well, just about every city in America, it doesn't matter if you're big or medium or small, you got like a local concert venue where bands come through, you get your drink on at the bar. Maybe it's maybe some of these venues even have 100 or 200 seats, if that, right? You go on a Friday night or a Saturday night, you get your drink on, it's pretty cheap, and you get to see some band coming through town, or maybe even an up-and-coming band or one of your favorite bands. You've done this, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's a great night out, right?
It's a fantastic, especially if you like, you know, if you dig live music.
Mo, you like that experience?
Of course.
Well, it's going away because Mikey and Abby aren't drinking enough.
It is shame. Not.
It is going away. All right, it's their fault. You're not drinking enough, Abby. In turn, Mikey, you're not drinking enough. Gen Zers are drinking noticeably less overall, but even less at concerts compared to other age groups. Now, this came from Billboard over the weekend. If you're born between the ages of 1997 and 2012, there's been drinking a reduced such amount of alcohol that it's impacting smaller live concert venues. And they are trying to figure out why. So this is a quote from somebody at the Music Biz Conference that says, one of the big trends we're seeing is that Gen Z doesn't drink as much. They're either eating edibles before they come, or there's more of a sober mental health bogus. So most of the ticket price goes on to the band. So really, that leaves the venue just the beverages, really, to make a lot of money off of. And because you guys aren't drinking as much, the concert venues are saying, we're going to have to either change our format, we're going to have to think of something, because you guys are coming to the bar, and you're already stoned, and you're not drinking enough.
I can attest, I was not sober at the Eras Tour. But when I was in Chicago, admittedly, like, that's kind of what I wanted. I, like, didn't want to have to get up and go get a bunch of drinks. I was hoping I was going to be high as hell. Wasn't the case. I couldn't get high.
It wasn't for a lack of trying.
Do you think it's because these ticket prices are so expensive, yep, and shows are so long, drinking causes you to use the bathroom and you don't want to have to go use the bathroom during the show?
I don't know. Let's ask Mikey. Mikey is our intern. He is 21?
21.
21.
I'm going to tell you, I'm doing my fair share. I'm not taking any of the blame on this.
He's carrying the team on his back.
Drinking enough for a couple of grown men, and I'm showing up stoned, so you can't blame it on me. No, but I think, here's the thing, drinks are so expensive. You already spent so much money on these stupid tickets. I don't think the peeing is the problem. That takes 2 seconds. You get creative. You find ways to sneak drinks in. Mm-hmm. Now that I got a lady, she's got a big purse. That was the first thing I noticed. I said, I see your big purse. I need a lady with a big purse. I spent like 6 beers in there. You can have your beer anywhere you want. I'm telling you.
He likes big purses and he cannot lie.
I cannot lie.
As a general rule, do you guys find like 20, 21, 26, drinking less? I'm not even going to get into the edible part. Just drinking less?
I don't think so at all. I mean, I'm definitely an elder Gen Zer, so maybe I'm on the cusp of like the binge drinkers. But like when I was at the Taylor Swift concert, not wanting to pee for sure was a concern. But also, like Mikey said, these drinks are expensive. So if you can get drunky monkey beforehand, we're gonna do that.
I feel like when I was that age and going to concerts, that's pretty much what we were doing too. Like we weren't drinking that much once we got to the venue because of money. Like we would pregame. Mm-hmm. Pregaming was a big thing when I was that age.
So if that's still happening now, then where's the switch happening then? If it was going on then also, they were making money back in the day and they're mm-hmm. saying, these sober punk asses are taking us right out of business.
Maybe we're just poor.
There's a cool phenomenon that says, like, if you're confronted with some information and actual facts, you'll probably reject it. Like, we know alcohol is a poison and it makes you feel awful and all of these things, and yet a lot of us still do it anyway. But if you grow up knowing those facts from like early on, you're actually going to listen to them. Huh. So as millennials, I think, start to shift how they feel about alcohol and they're embracing mocktails more, their kids are starting to get this message as well. Huh. And so because they're growing up with the facts from like not day one, but very early on in life, you can start to see an attitude shift.
Now, that is a really good point right there. Because had I known how bad it was for me back in the day, I might have done something about it. But we didn't realize like how bad alcohol truly was for like every cell in your body. Now we all know that. And this isn't the first generation to know that. So that does make some sense
and
to me.
And you've got TikToks and reels as well talking about mental health and mocktails and things you can do instead of drinking. So if you're on those algorithms, you're also constantly getting bombarded with, I won't say anti-drinking messages, but more like health-focused messaging, which is, again, something that was missing from my college experience as well.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna say no. It sounds really nice, but no.
That's a no from me, dog.
People are out there drinking. Yeah. I'll tell you, nobody's learning anything. I think people are learning.
Tell that to the venues who are going broke because y'all aren't buying alcohol.
Yeah, we just got creative. We got little IV packs running through our
you
body.
You think we didn't have that?
Well,
it may be more sophisticated
better.
Now, man.
Yeah, see, also on those algorithms, even better ways to hide alcohol.
Big purses.
The Burt Show. Real funny.